Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff.
Hi. And hi, John.
Hello, Ruth. And I just want to say something about Ruth, which we said before. No, I didn't say it before. First of all, it's Ruth's birthday was 2 days ago. So happy
yes.
birthday, dear.
Yeah.
22. I thought it was 24.
No, 22.
And,
24 is too old.
But the one thing that's wonderful with Ruth, and this is from Gail's perspective, is you prepare before you come on this, which is so important because you need certain questions to ask. And Gail is a wonderful guest, so it makes a difference. But sometimes a person is not as, you know, verbose, and therefore it's like, okay, what happens next? Everybody's just sitting here. So you do have to say, you know,
and
have some questions.
On radio, it could be dead air.
Exactly, and you can't have that. So now that I've said all that, you have a question for her?
I have a question.
No, we have Gail Adams, of course. I didn't reintroduce Gail from Seven in Heaven Single Events, which really, it's a tremendous organization. And I did have a question at the break, which I'm going to bring up.
Sure.
In reference to, it's not just dating, it can be friendship. And in friendship, I'm talking about two women and two men, but not from a LGBT perspective.
Correct.
But just from, I want to go to a ball game. And
just to have
my
company.
Friends have moved away and somebody else has died and I'm just here by myself now.
Yes, which I find when, especially with seniors, when they first get single, whether it be through widow or divorce, and they've been with a partner for so many years, they're very, very nervous about dating and jumping into 2 feet into the pool, which makes sense. So, you know, the first bridge, I think, is making new friends, because when you first become single, that's something you need. You've developed all these couple friends all these years, mm-hmm. and now suddenly you're out there, and your couple friends aren't interested in you can't drag them along to your single events.
Right.
So they do need to make friends first, and we have two events that I always suggest for beginners and that want that kind of option. And that's the Social Networking Brunch, which we host once a month. We go back and forth between Suffolk County and Nassau County. This month, we're in Suffolk County with May 5th. It's the mm-hmm. first Sunday of every month, unless there's a holiday weekend. Sometimes we change it. But otherwise, it's the first Sunday of every month. And our other location right now is in Long Beach. So we have Long Beach and Islip. Those are the two mm-hmm. social networking brunches. And the idea is that it's about making friends. We have a round robin introduction. We introduce ourselves to each other a round robin. We give away some prizes. Usually it's freebies to events so that they can go to events and, okay, here you go. You can win
every free. Clever. It's very clever.
Yes. And the other one is our dating workshop with Heidi Bernstein Krantz, which we have been doing, Heidi and I, for many years now. And we offer different subjects and topics. Flirting 101 is one. Okay. Flirting 101. Like I said, we have Suddenly Single. That was last month. And our topic for May is Finding the Right One. And I forget what June's topic is right now.
Okay, that's fine.
But you can go on the website at www.7inheaven.com and look it up. It's usually the second Thursday of the month.
A phone number for somebody who's listening, or we can get it at 311, but somebody who wants to follow up with us with a phone number.
A phone number would
that's
be 631. Thank you. 631-592-9804. And that
let me
is
just repeat that. That's 631-592-9804. And of course, you can just call 311 and mention today's program if you don't have a pen, and they will give you Gail's phone number.
Thank you. Yes.
Would you repeat it again?
Sure.
Slowly.
Slowly. 631-592-9804. And that is a landline. There's no texting on it.
Okay. That's fine. A question in reference to, and this is random now. You have groups where, you know, men and women can meet for companionship and then just for company. A person, and you had that Suddenly Single group, and this could be totally out of your realm, so if you don't want to answer it. When somebody does become a widow, widower, or a divorce in a situation, is it best for that person to move in with somebody or be on their own? You know what I'm saying? Is there a call? I mean, like, I'm a big pusher. Like, they should get into these groups immediately, I think, because you shouldn't be alone. But is there somebody there that would be?
That's a big transition to go from dating to moving in.
No, not with somebody.
Oh.
Oh, I don't mean move. I mean move in with. I didn't mean that. I mean like with your kids or moving with a friend or somebody.
Oh.
Have an extra bedroom. I didn't mean move in with somebody.
Yes.
And do you get that sense in the workshops and stuff? Is there a better, you know? You were divorced. I don't mean the way it sounds. After 22
right.
years, so you were used to coming home to somebody.
Yes.
Good, bad, or indifferent. So on the 23rd year, you walked into a door with nothing. Or should you be with a girlfriend? Or, you know, like you, and you have set this up, which I think is just tremendous for everybody. It's
yes.
a great, great organization.
It's so, it sounds fantastic.
When I got divorced, I still had a teenager that was going to high school. So I was not alone, but
okay.
yet at the same time, I did feel alone. Because, you know, I didn't have
adult company,
you know, the teenagers out all the time and all that. So, so I just made myself very busy. But I do think that you should try to learn how to live alone.
Okay, yeah, I'm doing that with you.
That's my opinion because it's not such a bad thing. You know, you get to spend
there
the only time you want, go to bed whenever you want.
Right. Okay.
I could list a whole lot of things.
No, that was just a curious question. It came up in conversation with a friend of mine about 2 months ago. And I said, I don't really know. You know, it has nothing to do with you, but since you were talking about it, these are the. I'm a believer in get into things immediately.
Right.
You have to, even though it's not your personality.
Some people can't.
I know
do
that.
It.
I agree.
Yes, I agree.
But that's why, see, I think the group is different. The group is like a sneak attack. All I'm saying is just come to the group. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just sit at the table.
I say that all the time. You don't have to marry anybody on the
right.
first.
And next thing you know, there's a conversation. I ask you one question.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we're having a conversation. And I wasn't going to talk to anybody tonight. Honestly, and that's the...
That happens so many times. Yeah. You just described...
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's about going out and having a good time. You know, some people go out with a real mission. I mean, I had a woman contact me and said, I've gone to 2 events now and I haven't met anybody.
I'm not married.
God.
I said, you can't go into Vegas and pull 2 slot machines and win big.
That was
you
a
know?
Very good right. answer.
That's, it's the truth,
know?
Though, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you'd have to give it more. I mean, who knows when you... I believe the universe is going to just let it happen when it's
right.
supposed to happen. So
that's
your
right.
job is to just go out
you
and have fun.
You believe in fate.
Yes,
but also you have,
I do.
Go out and have fun. You're having fun at the event. If you go to the whitewater rafting, I mean,
you're having
nobody,
a blast. That
but
was
I'm
hysterical.
Having a fun in the
yes,
raft.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, so you go along that way. Ruth, looks like you have something coming.
I think I like your advice. You decide, you tell the people, decide what your goals are.
Yes.
And be accepting of chemistry.
Yes. Yes. I mean, a lot of people, they go in there with their checklist, you know, and being accepting of chemistry means that, you know, just go with it a little bit. You know, like I said, you don't have to marry anybody. This is dating.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, go out
or
on
friendship.
A, yeah, go out on a date. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a man can turn out to be a good friend. And he might have a really good-looking brother.
You know? Oh, that's good.
That's good.
All you got to do is kill that wife, and then you'd be sad. Everything works out.
You said be positive about yourself because
yes.
you feel that you're expanding your social activities
yes.
and your social contacts, and I think that's terrific. So I think that it's very well planned. You must have spent a lot of time.
Thank you, Ruth, for noticing. Yes. Yes, that website took hours and hours to put together. It's a lot of information on there. But I believe that I've tweaked it, and I've tweaked it over the years, and I've added some.
It sounds very well planned. I said that before. And flash a smile and use compliments
yes.
because they work.
Yes. Yes, it's not all about you. So everybody wants to hear about them. They don't want to hear about you.
Right.
So, you know,
right,
the first
right.
thing you should be doing is saying, you know, compliment them. Like, Ruth, you have the beautiful necklace on today. You know, like, you know.
Waiting for you to say that.
That's what a gentleman should be doing when they're sitting across with Ruth. You know, not saying, oh, you look hot tonight, Ruth. You know, that's not going to, that's a compliment, yes. But, you know, it's not always the one you want to hear.
But if you said it nicely, like, oh, Ruth, that's a beautiful necklace. But you're hot with it on. I mean, that would be okay, right?
That would be, yes.
Okay.
If you said it the way you just said it, I think that would be accepted. Especially this age group. I'm like, okay, I'll take it.
Right, right.
I think the most significant thing with this is the way I'm looking at this. And again, this is so multifaceted. that there isn't pressure. I know a couple of people on top of my head that should be involved with this because, you know, I try to push them and join this, go here, do something. I went once and okay, you can't make a person go. And I look at it from the point of view that the day can come, any day can come. But if you're choosing to be by yourself forever, and not have other activities. Now, you could be single and be the busiest person in the world, and that's fine, too.
Right.
The people that bother me are the people that's like, what'd you do? I watched Jeopardy, this one, this one, this one, and this one. Okay,
right.
Next day, what'd you do? I watched Jeopardy, this one. It's like, oh, come on. I mean, you're going to do this for the next 25 years?
And then they'll complain they're alone.
Oh, you know, there's no place to go. There's nothing to do. Well, there can't be anything to do because nobody's
Long
calling
Island
you to say what's going on today.
Full of stuff.
There's some, especially in North Hempstead, because that's all we're talking about. You know, Suffolk is fine too. The mm-hmm. city is fine.
North Hempstead has so many activities.
Oh, yeah.
And Project Independence is a wonderful, really super, super organization.
We visited some of the gold. That was, you know, one of my events, the Gold Coast and different mansions.
Okay,
you know,
perfect. Yeah.
We've done that as a group
and,
activity
and
on Sundays.
And many people in this group are over 69.
Yes.
And
yes.
alive.
And alive. Yes, they are. And on Sundays, our events are very geared towards all ages. Sometimes the activity may be too young for someone over 69, unless, of course,
like white water rafting.
Yes, and we have rock climbing, and, you know, but we have tennis, and many people of many mm-hmm. ages show up for tennis. You know, we also host...
do you have ping pong?
I want to do ping pong, but, you know, do you know, like, Long Island is not really... doesn't really have, like, a ping pong pool hall? You know, that they have that more in the city. It seems like the Asian section has more interest in that. So,
there are a lot of Asians moving into North Hempstead.
Well, then they need to open up a pool hall because...
right.
Ping pong, because I love
we
that.
We have four ping pong tables at the Great Neck Senior Center, Social Center.
Really?
Because it became popular. We got one. Then we got another one. And I think only like once or twice a week. It's in the cafeteria area, so we got to get all the chairs out and you set up the four. And they do tournaments.
Yeah.
I mean, for whatever fun it is. I mean,
yeah.
you know.
Well, we
it
do pool.
Like
we do billiards. I do find billiard halls. I have
right,
one.
Right, those are plenty. Not
yes,
plenty.
Yes, Bayside and Bayshore are my two favorite pool halls that we do. And what we do is we pair up two guys with two girls, and then they rotate the men like speed dating, and they go to the next pool table.
Oh,
and they meet
cool.
the next two ladies.
That's very
and
clever.
So on and so forth. So they may not get to finish their game, but it's not really supposed to be that competitive. It's, you know. It's
right, right. And you're not going for the game, technically. You really shouldn't. But the one that's right. going for the game, you've seen the personality. It's like, okay, check him off the list. Honestly, because that's not with a purpose.
Right.
I got to beat you. It's like,
right.
oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, and we have a couple of those.
Yeah, no, that's always going to be the case. But the whole idea is I spent a half hour, whatever the length of time for the game.
Yes.
Talking about something.
Well, we have bowling coming up next weekend, and that's going to be in Sheraton, Mineola. And that one, I mean, it's really a blast because I do break up the good bowlers. They have to do silly bowl or,
oh, that's true
or
too.
As we
right,
used
right.
to call it, midnight bowl. Do you remember the term midnight bowl?
I
was
not a bowler.
So we don't do it at midnight, but the idea is that we have all these games they have to play, like bowl through someone else's legs, bowl through your own
right,
legs.
Right, right, right.
You know, bowl.
Oh, that sounds
know,
like
yes.
A
and then we have team different things to do, like get someone
Were
else
you a
from
teacher
another
okay. sometimes?
You know what?
No, I just raised three kids.
We're out of time. This is amazing. I swear to God, it's zeros on the thing.
It sounds
so
like it's very fun.
It was wonderful. Gail, I want to thank you so much. I want to
thank
wish you.
You
continued success. And you have to come back on. Because this is just
to.
The tip of the iceberg for what you're doing. And it's a wonderful community service. But it's a personal service. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.